Have you ever wondered what truly makes a place, you know, stand the test of time, become more than just a spot on the map, but a real institution? Today, we're taking a deep dive into exactly that kind of place. Reading Golf Club in South Africa, it's often described as a cut above the ordinary. You've shared this, well, stack of articles, descriptions, FAQs, all about this club, our mission. To dig through it all, pull out the key insights, expect some maybe surprising facts about its legacy, the course, facilities, and how they're looking ahead. Okay, let's unpack this.
It really is remarkable. Reading Golf Club, founded way back inaugural day in 1923, it's managed to keep its character while adapting. You know, a lot of clubs face pressure to redevelop, but Reading invested in preserving its classic feel. That commitment, plus its locations, beautiful landscapes, vibrant community that really grounds its story in South African golf.
Yeah, that grounding seems key. So let's start there at the roots, its history and how it connected with the community right from the beginning. What were those early moments that sort of set the stage for it becoming such a, well, a cherished place?
Well, its founding was right when golf was really taking off in the early 1900s. That first day in 23, huge enthusiasm right away. And what's fascinating is how individual people really shaped it. You know, local golf legends, other sports figures, they left their mark. Plus, its connections to major golfing organizations really cemented its place in the wider South African golf scene.
It sounds like a tricky balance, though, preserving history but keeping up with modern golf. The sources you sent really hit on this blend, heritage and forward thinking, especially with the course design. How has the course changed? I mean, how do you modernize without losing that historical charm? That's the interesting part.
Great question. It started simpler, definitely, but it's had significant renovations over time.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really forward thinking is how they did things like irrigation. They put in advanced systems, rainwater harvesting. Apparently, it cut their municipal water use by over 40%. That's huge for a golf course there. It shows they're not just, you know, looking back, but building a sustainable future too.
Right. And that commitment, it goes beyond the course itself into the community. One article really stressed its local significance.
Absolutely. Reading has become a real community hub, not just golf. Charity events, youth development. They have this junior program, Future Swings. It's not just teaching golf swings. It offers scholarships, mentoring. It's about fostering sportsmanship, discipline, using golf for community engagement. Really impressive.
That community focus feels like a constant thread. Okay, speaking of identity, let's dive into the heart of it. The course design itself, what makes this layout such a draw for, well, all kinds of golfers?
The design is really clever. It balances challenge and just sheer beauty. Like, some holes use the natural terrain to really make experienced players think. But then other fairways are wider, more forgiving for beginners. Take their signature par three. It's shorter, yeah, but famed for these amazing views. And you've got to carry your tee shot over water. Accurate shot needed. It's that perfect risk-reward thing. Go for the pin. Or play it safe. It makes it exciting.
Mm-hmm. And keeping a course like that in top shape, that must be a massive job. What's involved in the maintenance?
Oh, it's paramount. The team uses best practices, cutting-edge tech, things like regular aeration, punching little holes so the greens can breathe, and top dressing, putting down a thin layer of sand. That keeps the greens smooth, fast. It's meticulous work, ensuring it plays great every time.
And it's not just the playing surface, right? The whole setting is part of it. You mentioned visitors loving the views, lush landscapes, indigenous plants. It sounds like more than just a game of golf. It really shows their respect for the environment.
Which brings up a good point. How does that design manage to be both challenging and welcoming? Because it really focuses on inclusivity. Different tee options are key. You've got the championship tees way back for the serious players, but also forward tees so beginners feel comfortable, not overwhelmed. That kind of thoughtful design builds community, brings golfers together no matter their skill level.
So the course is definitely a highlight, but what about everything else? Membership, the facilities, how it works as that community hub. I know you were interested in their membership options specifically.
I was, yeah. And they really do seem inclusive. It's not just the standard full golf membership. They have flexible social tiers too. So whether you're new to golf or maybe just want to enjoy the clubhouse and the community feel, there's an option. It feels welcoming.
And the clubhouse itself sounds like it's more than just a place to change your shoes.
Oh, definitely. The amenities are meticulously designed. Good dining area with local food, modern locker rooms, comfy social areas. It's designed to encourage people to hang out, connect after a round. It really is that central hub.
Okay, and for golfers looking to improve or get new gear, the Pro Shop.
Described as a treasure trove, I think. Staffed by pros who know their stuff, offering advice on clubs, gear. They carry top brands, host demo days, fittings. Everything a golfer might need, basically.
Right, that focus on connection keeps coming up. What about the general vibe, the community spirit?
It seems really strong. They have events all year round, member tournaments, social mixers. It's all designed to get people mingling, building friendships. It reinforces those values of sportsmanship, camaraderie, lasting connections.
Makes sense. Now, beyond the social side, a lot of people join clubs to actually get better at golf. How does Redding support that?
They have a pretty impressive setup for game improvement. Professional lessons, training. The instructors are passionate, experienced players themselves, competitive backgrounds, teaching experience. And it's personalized. They tailor lessons whether you're just starting out or you're an advanced player trying to shave off strokes.
And the training programs are quite specific, I gather.
Yes, very customized. They cover everything, swing analysis, often using video tech to really break it down, short game work around the greens, even course management strategy, like walking the course with you to plan shots. They find your strengths, weaknesses, build confidence, one-on-one or group clinics.
And the facilities to practice all this.
Top-notch. A driving range with different targets for working on distance and accuracy, putting greens to hone your touch. These dedicated areas really make it a place you can focus on improving.
And it's not just the regular instructors. There are other learning opportunities.
Exactly. They bring in guest professionals for workshops and clinics sometimes. That adds another layer to the learning. Plus, it builds community members gathering, sharing tips. It's quite a collaborative environment.
Okay, moving on to the competitive side and events. What's the tournament scene like at Redding?
It sounds pretty dynamic. Their calendar attracts locals, but also players from further afield. They have major annual events that draw skilled golfers from all over, showcasing talent and boosting the club's reputation. And the atmosphere on tournament days is described as really vibrant, you know, lots of energy, friendly competition.
And it's not just golf tournaments, is it? They host other things too.
That's right. The club is set up for private events, corporate outings, weddings, charity functions, that sort of thing. Versatile spaces, a dedicated event team. Seems like they can handle pretty much any kind of gathering, making it a popular venue beyond golf.
When you look back at their tournament history, any sense of the legacy left by past winners?
Oh yeah, the history is rich there. Past champions have really etched their names into the club's story with big wins, memorable shots. Those stories definitely inspire the current players and create a lot of pride among the members.
So it sounds like there's usually something happening on the calendar.
Pretty much. They make a point of hosting a real variety from casual social tournaments to the really high-stakes competitions. Ensures there's always something interesting going on, catering to different people, keeping the club lively.
All right, let's shift focus slightly to what feels like the real heartbeat. The social life and their vision moving forward. You mentioned that strong sense of belonging earlier.
Yes, the social side seems absolutely central. It's where members really connect, forge those friendships, share their love for the game. They have regular events, themed dinners, casual get-togethers. Mm. It all contributes to this welcoming, supportive atmosphere.
And those junior programs we touched on, they fit into the social fabric too, right? Instilling values.
Absolutely. They're vital for bringing younger generations into the sport and the community. It's coaching, yes, but also mentorship, competitions, teaching sportsmanship, teamwork, discipline. It's about shaping good people, not just good golfers.
We saw some member testimonials calling it a home away from home, talking about lasting friendships. It really seems those connections are core.
In connecting that to the bigger picture, It's not just about the golf or the social life in isolation. It's about being a responsible part of the wider community and environment. Their commitment to sustainability is serious. We mentioned the water saving, but they also do habitat restoration, use native plants, manage wildlife. They even run educational programs for members on it. It positions them as a leader in responsible golf.
That's impressive. And that forward thinking extends to actual plans for the club itself, future developments.
That's right. They're not standing still. There are plans for improvements to the course, new tees, maybe some hole redesigns, and upgrades to facilities like clubhouse renovations. It all points to a clear strategy for growth and keeping the club relevant.
And embracing technology is part of that vision too, it sounds like.
Definitely. Integrating more tech is a key focus. Streamlining services, making booking easier, better member communication, maybe even some tech innovations on the course itself. It's all about ensuring a modern, efficient experience for everyone, now and in the future.
So reflecting on all this, we've really covered a lot, haven't we? From Reading Golf Club's deep history and that masterful course, to the facilities, the vibrant community feel, the focus on improvement, and the strong commitment to sustainability and the future. What's the big takeaway for you?
I think Reading Golf Club is a fascinating example of how a traditional place can evolve. It's managed to integrate modern practices, really build community, and take environmental responsibility seriously. Makes you think, doesn't it? What lessons does that balance heritage and innovation offer for any organization trying to stay relevant and have a positive impact?
Yeah, a great point. It encourages you, the listener, to maybe think about what legacy really means in whatever you're passionate about, how that blend of excellence, community, and sustainability can create something truly enduring.